Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Life is unpredictable, but how you prepare for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. Whether to cover debts and routine expenses or even invest the money and earn interest over time. With Policy Genius, finding and buying life insurance is simple. You can compare quotes from top insurers and could find coverage that fits your needs and your budget. Plus, they offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. It's an easy way to feel good about and plan for the future. No wonder Policy Genius is the country's leading online insurance marketplace. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com to compare top-rated life insurance policies, get your lowest quote, and make a smart move in under 10 minutes. That's PolicyGenius.com.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ray. Welcome to the Evangelical Dark Web. Today, we're going to be talking about Big Eva's corruption and their attempts to shape the narrative of the Charlie Kirk assassination. Now, there are a lot of bad outlets out there in evangelicalism. There's also a lot of good ones, which we're not going to focus on too much today. Maybe I'll give some names of some people who have done pretty good responses. But for now, I want to call out the corruption in evangelical media and their attempts to shape or their ineptitude to respond to the evil of our time. So we're first going to start out with Christianity Today, which I believe has the most egregious and worst example of corruption in response to the Charlie Kirk assassination. But first, I want to let you know, Evangelical Dark Web is a Christian news gathering and commentary ministry, and you can support us over our Patreon-like system that's linked below. But the least you can do is like this video, subscribe to the channel, to the podcast if you are new. So let's start out with the Christianity Today. Christianity Today is the outlet helmed by Russell Moore, who used to be of the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission of the Southern Baptist Convention. And he steered that in a seriously liberal direction, only to, you know, get kind of outed, but leave for a higher paying job at Christianity Today, or Compromise Today, as I like to call it. Now, this is definitely a time to call out rank hypocrisy in evangelical and Christian media and Big Eva responses in, you know, over the death of Charlie Kirk. And there's no better place to start than Christianity Today. And it is worth mentioning that one of the last things Charlie Kirk did was call out Stephen Furtick, who's a megachurch pastor in North Carolina, call him out for his lack of response over the Irina Zarutska murder. So he was nowhere to be found on that. Why is that? Because he preaches a gospel that's unwilling to offend. So, you know, in some sense, calling out evangelical liberalism and corruption is what Charlie Kirk would have wanted. So anyway, let's compare these two headlines. One is from the death of Charlie Kirk, and the other is from the death of George Floyd, from Christianity Today. Now, I believe one of those headlines is from before Russell Moore's time, but it's not like they've ever been a good outlet. So, died Charlie Kirk, activist who championed MAGA doctrine. Now, that is a very plain headline. It reads as though he died of cancer in his twilight years. And then George Floyd. George Floyd left a gospel legacy in Houston. Wow, what a fluff piece, what a false narrative. And just to add some context to this, there was a time when the media was trying to hype up George Floyd as a reformed person. No, the guy was evil, he was never reformed, and he died being evil and doing evil things. Like, this is not a role model, and he was not a good person, he was not a model citizen, but they tried to paint him as someone that the gospel transformed. But that's ultimately not what happened, and he died doing sin. So anyway, the headlines could not be more different. Nevertheless, the article does make four references to Kirk having been murdered. Three of them are other people's quotes calling it murdered. So it quotes the governor of Utah, or at least it references his quotes. Then it quotes James McDonald. I'll get to that in a second. Then it quotes a Phoenix area megachurch pastor, Luke Barnett, which he has a connection to Charlie Kirk. Now, after citing governor of Utah, they make a mention of James McDonald. James McDonald is famously a disgraced megachurch pastor with, I believe, multiple arrests at this point. His being quoted is done to intentionally undermine the efforts to hail Charlie Kirk as a martyr. Charlie Kirk is a martyr of the faith because, you know, one of the things that he did before he died and one of the reasons why he was shot was because this shooter hated Christ. And ultimately, that's one of the things that Charlie Kirk stood for. Despite all his flaws, he had the heart of an evangelist. That's something that cannot be overlooked. And the shooter hated him for that. And the idea of, you know, James McDonald's calling him a martyr and citing him is done to undermine the notion. It's, you know, he's especially hated in liberal evangelical circles. So they're really trying to dismiss the notion by hyping up someone who's not credible, making the claim. And then we also have an article by Mike Cosper, and this is the article that introduces the narrative that Big Eva is going to run with, and that is what I'm calling both sidesism. Both sidesism, as in both sides are the problem, and it will not hold up, and we're not going to let it hold up because there's not a moral equivalency. So Mike Cosper is the premier content creator over at Christianity Today. He did the Rise and Fall of Mars Hills, the anti-Mark Driscoll podcast, despite having way more issues than Mark Driscoll ever did. And I think Mark Driscoll's been vindicated from that podcast. Mark Driscoll, you know, for what it's worth, has done a pretty good response to the death of Charlie Kirk. Since I brought his name up, I might as well mention that. Mike Cosper said the absolutely disgusting behavior of people on the right and left after the murder of Charlie Kirk is perhaps the thing that will get me to sign off of X forever. And to that I say, don't let the door hit you, or let the door hit you on the way out. I really don't care. Mike Cosper wrote on his Substack, "I'm writing this late Wednesday night, unable to sleep, unable to shake the sense that something is amiss in our culture and that we are slipping into madness. Many of my right-leaning friends have bought into the narrative that violence is a tool of the political left, ignoring the very real political violence that led to the death of two Minnesota lawmakers, or the assault on Paul Pelosi, or the violence on January 6th. Others on the left, in a dodge of their own escalating rhetoric of the end of democracy, quote, genocide in Gaza, and Trump is the mustache man, have blamed guns or their provocations on right-wing rhetoric." Now, again, this is a terrible article because it's trying to draw a moral equivalency. It's trying to say that the problem's on both sides, and the data does not actually support that. They'll cite an ADL study that says that 70, you know, majority is from the right wing, but that includes prison gangs, that includes things that have nothing to do with political murders and stuff like that. There's not been that many events in the history of this country, at least in, you know, since they've been able to measure this data, and yet they're claiming over 500 instances in the last like 30 years. It's a very bogus study, to put it mildly, because there's not been that many real instances. However, let's go through the instances that Mike Cosper references. Yeah, the right wing was not happy about two Minnesota Democrats getting whacked, particularly because those were two Minnesota Democrats that defected from party lines on a vote prior to getting clipped by a person who pretended to be law enforcement at their homes. So this was not a right-wing act of violence at all. It was done against Democrats, yes, but it was also done against Democrats that defected from party lines. So if you're right-wing and you wanted to go after Democrats, those would be the two last Democrats that you would go after, because they were the most moderate of Democrats. So, yeah, it'd be going like, that'd be like assassinating the Democrat senator out of West Virginia back when he was still a thing. You know, Manchin, that'd be like attacking him. Like, why would you do that? He's, other than the fact that, it, you know, the Republican, a Democrat would never win that seat. But other than that, but in a more stable situation, like, you know, most elections are not competitive. You know, you wouldn't take out the moderate Democrat that can't lose and would only be replaced by a more liberal Democrat. Not that there's really any such thing as a moderate Democrat. I mean, more moderate. It's a relative scale. Paul Pelosi, that had to do with a crazy person. Like, that person was just legitimately crazy. They, you know, maybe that was more closer to the King of Comedy, where the crazed fans try to attack the comedian and stuff like that. So it's closer to that type of situation. And then January 6th, you know, I'm a J6 defender. We have an avenue to redress our grievances, and there are some grievances that need to be addressed, and the only person that died was a patriot named Ashley Babbitt, who died at the hands of a diversity hire Capitol Police officer.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DC politicians want to enact harmful credit card mandates that could take away your cash back and rewards points. Perks that stretch your budget and make life a little easier. Losing these benefits means less money for your family's everyday essentials like gas and groceries. The perks you rely on could disappear, leaving you with higher costs and fewer options. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
So Mike Cosper is trying to trot out the both sides are the problem narrative in an attempt to protect liberalism from long overdue recognition of its degrading consequences to society. Cosper is in effect obfuscating crimes of agitators on his side for grasping at straws at equivocations. So let's move on to the next article, which is going to be published with this video. And that has to do with Big Eva versus Charlie Kirk. There's a few examples I want to highlight in this article because, you know, again, we're going to be calling out Big Eva corruption because the issues have not improved. It is not improved. It's not gotten better. So let's start off with Phil Vischer of VeggieTales fame. Just heard that Charlie Kirk died. Truly sad. Our polarization is killing us. And this is, again, a both sides are the problem narrative that he's trying to create. He is trying to create this narrative, and it's just not going to fly. The reality is that the agitators on Vischer's side are the ones killing us. And like I said before, like, you know, this cultural flashpoint harkens back to a time when George Floyd was seen as a civil rights martyr by countless woke evangelicals back in 2020. As such, Kirk's assassination necessitated a response by many ministries, but too few ministries did a good job. At least legacy ministries is what we're talking about here. A lot of them just want to obfuscate the evil that took place, and Phil Vischer's doing that. Now, J.D. Greer posted an article by a disgraced gay-affirming egalitarian Kellerite pastor named Scott Sauls. I've done a lot of content on Scott Sauls, surprisingly, for an otherwise unremarkable pastor, but he used to work under Tim Keller. Then he endorsed the Revoice conference. Then he got ousted from his church in Nashville, and then he became an egalitarian after leaving the PCA. And he wrote an article titled, "This Is Not Okay," and the article itself is just weird. It's not a very good article speaking to the times. And the article, like, quotes, you know, it seems to be a generic call against violence. It points out, you know, instances of national sins and stuff like that, and alludes to death penalty being one of those sins, and then ultimately appeals to Martin Luther King Jr., who was a supporter of the race riots of the 1960s. After all, riots are the voice of the unheard. That is Martin Luther King justifying race riots in the 1960s. The whole 1960s is a forgotten history of left-wing agitators affecting the political discourse. There's a reason why Richard Nixon was overwhelmingly popular, and there's those reasons, the reasons for his popularity, are really scrubbed from America's memory and, you know, any contemporary history. So that article is just very ironic for that reason. And then we got the Gospel Coalition, which their response is, they're even worse than normal. So enter the Gospel Coalition, and the Gospel Coalition, they did not talk about the deaths of John MacArthur or Phil Robertson. I don't think they talked about Hulk Hogan either. So the Gospel Coalition is not content to be relevant. And that is something to, that's something that, you know, I've been reporting on organizations like the Gospel Coalition for years. And I've said this, Christian Post puts out worse articles than the Gospel Coalition on the regular. When the Gospel Coalition is bad, they are really bad. But as far as a quantity game goes, Christian Post has way more bad articles. You know, they have articles defending no-fault divorce and stuff like that. Like, it's really bad over that Christian Post. But when the Gospel Coalition's bad, they're bad. And when they're good, yeah, it doesn't really happen a whole lot. I do believe I remember writing an article on the Gospel Coalition doing something right once, but this, none of their responses to recent tragedies or evil are remotely up to snuff, and it just shows that this organization is a waste of time. Colin Hanson is the first to step up to the plate on this issue. Colin Hanson's like one of their editors, like he's one of the people in charge of the Gospel Coalition. And he inserted this paragraph addressing recent events. "I can't get the terrified look of Irina Zarutska out of my head. In her last moments before death, stabbed August 22nd by a man who should have already been locked away for public safety and his own health. Now we see a raw video of Charlie Kirk's shot today, September 10 at Utah Valley University. To these high-profile attacks, we could add school shootings and war in Europe and the Middle East, to the drug trafficking and gang retributions that don't register enough ongoing concerns because of their common occurrence, and all of this approaching the anniversary of the September 11 terrorist attacks." So he just lumped in a bunch of things, and then just the rest of the article is just gospel-centered mumbo-jumbo adapted from Hanson's own book. So talk about lazy writing. He's just, okay, I wrote one paragraph, the rest is from my book, or is written by AI. It's completely unhelpful, because it's just, it's lazy and it comes across as such. And then we have Trevin Wax, who wrote Scattered Thoughts from a Heavy Heart. And that article truly does live up to its headline. I can show you right here. It is just scattered thoughts. Like, each one of these line breaks is a new thought, and there's, I guess, it's a common theme, a common thread, but yeah, it's, we're not doing a good job here. We're just not. And the Gospel Coalition is this huge online ministry. They are huge. They are a top 50 faith and spirituality website in the United States, and they can't seem to respond to the evil of our age. They can't do it. They can't do it, or they won't do it, but they're not interested in addressing evil in a way that's sufficient, in a way that does justice to the situation. They're just inept. And if they're inept, they might as well shut down, stop wasting the time of their audience, stop wasting the money of their audience, and shut down. Because if they can't call out evil sufficiently, you know, just shutter your operations and save everyone the time. Especially me, because I have to check it occasionally just to see if there's any content that's worth responding to, which usually there isn't. Anyway, one of the more disappointing responses comes from CrossPolitik. The show steeped in the Moscow mood cautioned the left has overplayed their hand, but don't take the bait. And what is the bait? What is the bait? I don't know what the bait is. Do you know what the bait is? But I would argue there is actually no bait. Like, retaliatory violence is not a tempting phenomenon on the right. And do you know why? Because we hold the power. We have the power of the sword on our side. Donald Trump is in charge. He is the president of the United States. The power of the sword is at his disposal. And we are counting and insisting that he use the power of the sword to clamp down on left-wing agitators, liberal agitators. The power of the sword is to be their dread. And that's what we're calling for. Furthermore, I would like to go on record calling for Donald Trump to make Sulla look like Paul Ryan or Augustus. You know, we need Augustus Trump right now. We don't need the Julius Caesar Trump. We need the Augustus Caesar Trump. Anyway. Nevertheless, CrossPolitik is counter-signaling an effective response in messaging. Like, it's not a helpful message because it's not addressing a real problem. It's not a problem that we can reasonably anticipate that, you know, a bunch of right-wing people are just going to start attacking libtards. No, it's not really going to happen. Anyway, all that to say is it's not like there wasn't several examples of quality responses to the tragic deaths of Kirk and, you know, Arina Zarudska. In fact, evangelicals had the best responses in total. And I just want to highlight that. Like, the Pope did a pretty bad job. He did a pretty bad job, but he is a liberal. In fact, you know, I mentioned Mark Driscoll earlier, but, you know, William Wolfe has done good. Michael Foster's done good. Joel Webbin's done good. A lot of pastors have done a good job responding to this. And, you know, I'm just giving a few examples of people you may recognize. But anyway, the issues in evangelicalism have not gotten better after all these years. The same institutions that have failed time and time again did not take the off-ramp to either repent or at least do better. And that's kind of all I wanted to say for now on this situation. My name is Ray, the Evangelical Dark Web. Have a blessed day. Stay based, Crisis King, and we will catch you on the next one.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
A BetterHelp ad. Lewis Capaldi partnered with BetterHelp to get word out about how important therapy can be.
I struggle most weeks to like get up, get myself up and ready and go to therapy or, you know, whatever. Like, even like to open the laptop to talk to my therapist sometimes can be really difficult. But I do it because I realise how important it is for me to continue to feel good. Because like, I felt the best I've felt in a long time through therapy.
Learn more about online therapy at betterhelp.com.